You want to know what's scary? Taking children away from a very capable parent and a mother in this case. This is a mother's horror story. And as a mother myself, I know that I developed my own identity by bearing children and helping them grow and helping them learn, helping them understand the way the world works. And without my children, I know I could lose my will to live. And so if this story resonates with you, please be willing to help Danielle Harrison so she can fight for her custody of her children. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I got DJ Mike in the building right now. Okay. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here, I'm still here, I'm still here, I'm still here. Hey! I'm still here. Still here, MB and Rocco, we right here, we right here. I ain't playing, no, we ain't playing. Yeah. I ain't playing.
Yeah. I'm still here, but they wanted me dead, yeah. Put money on her head, okay. Yeah. That's what my brother had said. That man ain't no killer, nah. Yeah, he was just scared, mm-hmm. Yeah. He know he was born to be led, okay. Yeah. Now I was born to be a dread. They say I had ox, but all of them fled. Hit the gas hard cause they lights turning red. They eat, but they not getting fed. Cause of the hate, it's hard to break bread, yeah.
My God, my God. Spirits! Spirits! Oh my gosh, it's working. Grand rising. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever time you are listening to this. And Abari Ghani, my beautiful spirited butterflies. For those of you who do not know, Abari Ghani is Swahili for what's the news. And I will tell you the news. But before I do, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much to all my old and new listeners. You could honestly be anywhere in the world, but you are here with your girl. So I appreciate you. Really quick, I just want to update everyone's spirits on our new followers. You know, like I always usually go down the list of, you know, all the people or all the countries that are currently following. So we have a new country on the list, and it's Austria, not to be confused with Australia, mate. Down under. A dingo ate your baby. That's Australian, and I don't know what Austria is, but I thank you all for listening. Yes, so you are here with your girl, and I appreciate you, like I said. If you are new, welcome to the show. My name is Miss Kiki Kamau, and this is my First Amendment podcast. In the beginning of this segment, we title it My Inauguration, and this is where I like to rant and rave for no more than 20 minutes. Sometimes it goes over 20 minutes, but that's your problem, not mine. And we hit on topics like Black entertainment news, which I like to call the bend, business tips, birthdays, and my week as a whole, right? But I don't do like my week anymore because I have bonus weeks. I have bonus episodes to explain my weeks now. So yeah. Really quick, I want to get into what's been going. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I changed my entire thing around. So I was just looking at my cue cards and I just realized that I normally will go into I can't even think straight. Okay. So, spirits, today is Monday, October 30th, 2023, right? So, we already know Halloween is literally tomorrow. For those of you who celebrates Halloween, happy Halloween. For those I actually recognize that day as a holiday, believe it or not. You know, if you talk to anybody that's Hispanic or Mexican or anything like that, they'll tell you that it's like the Day of the Dead. A lot of people like to generalize it and be like, oh, it's such an evil holiday. Okay. Okay. So is Christmas. Okay. So is Christmas. And so is Thanksgiving. Get your shit together, okay? You want to celebrate something? Celebrate the truth. All right? Celebrate the truth. So that's the truth. Halloween is tomorrow. I'm super duper excited. What I normally do for my babies is on the weekend of Halloween, we usually do like arts and crafts. And we will usually do like a gingerbread haunting house. But my mom was like, don't spend your food stamps on gingerbread haunting houses. But instead, she also has some stuff in the cart that she wanted me to purchase for her. So, you know, that's kind of a catch 22. And then, because I was damned that I didn't. I was damned when I did and I was damned when I didn't, because my youngest daughter cried all weekend about not being able to do the haunted house. But we did carve pumpkins. But then she also cried about not being able to see Friday Nights at Freddy's. So it's just been an overwhelming weekend there on that part. But nevertheless, Halloween is tomorrow. They get to go trick-or-treating. And I'm pretty sure my six-year-old will be over it by that point. You know, she's young and, you know, she just gets excited. She gets excited. We're actually reusing costumes this year. Me, myself, I'm just like wearing an old red skirt. A new orange top and some new orange boots. These are not reused at all. But however, I don't have a wig. I don't have a magnifying glass. Who am I? I'm Velma from Scooby-Doo. And then my daughter is wearing a sheet. This is my 13-year-old daughter is choosing to wear a sheet. She wants to be a ghost, which I think is crazy because she came up with it on her own. I'm so proud of her. I think it's so dope. And and then my youngest, okay, this is where it gets crazy. Her dad is not buying her a costume. It beats me. It beats me, Spirits, because he only has one child, you know? I have two. Including the one that I have with him. He has one, including the one that he has with me. Why he can't afford a costume, I don't know. I don't know. But me, personally, I'm not able to afford one this year because I was just homeless recently. And I'll tell y'all that story, too, because I haven't told y'all that. But now that I'm settled in my new place and officially not in a hotel, I'm actually in a place. I'm in my home. Financially, I just wasn't able to do it. As far as like buying a costume, but we're still gonna celebrate. We're still gonna go. So she's reusing my oldest daughter's old Batgirl costume when she was about. Oh no, it's a bat. It's a bat costume, in particular, when she was like, I want to say 10 or 11. So yeah, it's a little big, but we're gonna make it work, right? So. To anybody that's struggling with holidays, especially Halloween, don't let that scare you. You know what I'm saying? Throw some shit together and call it a day. They're literally just going trick-or-treating. They're literally just getting candy from other people's houses. Like, it's not that big of a deal. They can literally wear, you can just throw on a plaid shirt and some jeans, and they can be one of the damn children from the Breakfast Club. Who cares, honestly, at this point? I know I don't, because I'm not going to be stressed out about something I can't control. Okay? Dead ass. So, moving on, let's get into the Ben. Spirits, if you don't know, the Ben is the Black Entertainment News, where I typically will try to talk about something political, something for celebrities, and something for the local. Now, I typically get my information from BET News, like I've said before. And that's what we are talking about now. Now, Spirits, I'm gonna tell you, I went to school for journalism. I love journalism. Reporting stuff is my life, but listen to me carefully. I will not, and nor have I ever, accumulated enough information for you to be able to be fulfilled and updated in situations and whatever is going on. No. That's not me. See, I'm the person that like to put a little roach in your ear, like a little bug, and be like, hey, did you know this was going on? And then you do your own research, okay? Who the fuck you think I am? Do I look like I work for Channel 9 News? No, I do not, okay? And I don't want to, okay? I just like to know a little bit of here and then say a little bit of there. That's it. That's it, Spirits. Don't get all stupid on it. Don't get all stupid with it, okay? Seriously, like, y'all seriously be thinking that I'm like
somebody that got all the information. I don't care if I'm saying people's names wrong. You clearly, you know that I don't respect them if I'm doing that. Like, if I'm not doing the full research, then you have to have, you gotta know common sense that that shit don't matter to me. You understand what I'm saying? That shit do not matter to me. What matters to me is the particular interviews that I'm putting on the podcast. These little tiny little hot topic, little black entertainment news that I be talking about. I mean, it matters, but at the end of the day, what can I do? You know what I'm saying? Except for spread the news, you know? So anyway, politically, all right, we are at war. And now, I know this sounds so crazy because I'm a United States Navy veteran and things like that, but I'm just not finding out about this shit, Spirits. Like, you know I've been under a rock. Like, but also, Matthew Perry died, so that was really important to me. But people be like, dang, how can that be more important than the Palestinians? Okay, see, I don't even know that. What I'm trying to express to you is America is always fighting wars that we shouldn't be in. You got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Didn't Tupac say that? Okay, so even when I was in the military and they was telling me that I was going to go to war, I told them straight to their face that I was going to tell them. And what I meant by that is I was going to be friends with I was going to try to be friends with the insurgents and turn my back on all my military people because they weren't really no friends for real either. So I don't give a fuck. But what I do know and what I have heard is the Palestinians are racist towards black people. So, that part. All right, moving on. Have y'all heard about the excessive force at the excessive force camp in Baton Rouge? So, there's like this thing they call the Brave Cave, right? And this shit is so weird and wild. Because their Chief Murphy Paul, he didn't even fucking know about it. Talking about somebody had no idea that they were still utilizing that facility. Like, first of all, burning shit down. Like, why do y'all have open facilities if y'all ain't using it? That's a lie. And I'm gonna tell you something right now. Being a prior military veteran, that is a fucking lie before God. Ain't no sense to having no facility open if you not utilizing it. If that's the case, burn it down, rebuild something else on top of it. Y'all lying like a motherfucker. Don't nobody believe a damn thing y'all saying. Chief Murphy, I know you black, but bitch, you lying, ho. That's probably why his ass resigned. No, he didn't. He retired. Did he retire or resign? Anyway, this motherfucker done left. The jury is out on that one. Okay. But anyway, so in this Brave Cave in the Texas Force camp here in Baton Rouge, not here in Tampa, but in Baton Rouge, because you know I'm in Tampa. Tampa, Florida, by the way. In Baton Rouge, they are like strip searching women, and then not detaining them, not taking them to jail. They're arresting people without telling them what their arrest is, not reading their Miranda rights, which I heard that reading your Miranda rights is not important anymore. Bitch, since when? Like, cops are so stupid, bro. Anyway, they just some of the dumbest people I know. Y'all know they school system, they don't even go to school for that fucking long. So for them to try to tell you a law, come on now, cut it out. That shit is wild to me. They are some of the most dumbest fucking people I've ever met in my entire life. Uneducated as fuck. And they throw on a uniform and they think they bought something. I'm just being honest with you. They just not bought nothing. Not just bought nothing, okay? Now, big ups to the ones that do try to protect and serve, but fuck them all. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them all. Anyway, yeah, so shut that shit down, Baton Rouge. And if I was in Baton Rouge, and you know what I'm saying, and they put me in that facility just like they did, what's the little, the young black boy's name that they put in the facility, and they broke his rib, and things of that nature. I had the news up, but I just recently, it's gone now. It is gone now, Spirits. But, you know, like I said, I don't try to get all the information, but just like that boy, that young black male that they detained, or they didn't detain, but they put him in the Brave Camp and they beat his ass. It just, I'm sorry, they would have had to kill me. You win some, you lose some, but they would have had to kill me that day. Cause baby, like I already went to the mental hospital trying to fight cops. I am a cop fighter, okay? I slapped the shit out of one of the most. Anyway, moving on, because I don't care that much about police, so I just gotta move on from this topic. Like I said, we talk about political, celebrity, and local news. So celebrity news, we have Dwight Howard with sexual allegations. They said Dwight Howard denies allegations of sexual harassment outlined lawsuit. But you clearly see him sitting down in any of the Instagram reels, you see this little faggot sitting down and then he gonna grab somebody else dingling. Bitch, why would you grab somebody else dingling if you're not gay? Child, please. He is just as gay as Kevin Gates. They all gay. You know what? I'm convinced that almost every celebrity is gay. And I think that's why gay is so prominent and so popular. Because literally, they trying to make it like, to if you not gay, you're not cool. Well, I'm here to say, if you straight, you are the coolest fucking thing since sliced bread, since a bag of ice, since Antarctica, since Alaska. Because you want to know why? Because you didn't try to transition to something that was supposedly normal to everybody else. Child, boo. Okay. Anyway, moving on, because that shit be pissing me off too. Moving on to local news. This is the only thing I really give a fuck about, because the rest of that shit was trash. I had to take a moment of silence for the people that lost their lives here in Tampa, Florida, in Ybor City shooting. Two killed, 16 injured so far. This actually took place October on Guavaween, October 29th. So here in the state of Tampa, Florida, here in the city of Tampa, the state of Florida, we have a little area called Ybor City where it's really cool to dress up in costumes, and they call it Guavaween. Just like we got Busch Gardens that do this whole Halloween segment, then you got Universal Studios that do the whole Hollow Scream or whatever. I can't keep up with all the dumbass names. But anyway, long story short, some 14-year-old boy was murdered, and he had on a red jacket. Like, I've seen this video so many times. It's so damn graphic, and it's so sad at the same time. These groups of children were fighting. They were children. And this little boy who, he could have been Hispanic, could have been biracial, but I know he had paler skin than the ether that died, just being honest. And not that it's like a, but just you just need to know the tones and all that stuff too. So he pulls out his gun and he shoot him. You think you a man with that gun in your hand, don't you? You supposed to be a man without it. You feel me? Did anybody grow up watching Friday? Like, seriously, I've had a gun. I pulled mine out on cops and shit like that, because that's the type of person I am. If I'm a killer, bitch, I'm a do it for real, for real. I ain't finna just kill somebody over a fight. No. If that's the case, I'm gonna use a knife. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to use my hands. Why would I take you out with a gun? It's too easy. You win some and you lose some, but you live to fight another day. So fight. Yo, and I'm gonna just say this. People who use guns are typically scared to fight, or they are in fear that they will be injured if they fight. Put that gun down, whoop somebody's ass. And then if they whoop your ass to the point to where you're hurt, then you know. Shit, I have no advice on that one. But killing ain't the answer. Unless you killing somebody that has literally harmed you. But you know, here in Tampa, here in Florida, it's stand your ground. So we're not even sure if this young boy is going to be charged. More on that news. All right. So time is running out. Let's get into our business tips. So our business tips is simple this week, because our interview is not as simple. Our topic is not simple. So for all the entrepreneurs out there, I'm just got one advice for you. Stay true to who you are and be an advocate for yourself. And what that means is if your business is about highlighting Black people, don't highlight white people or Caucasian people. That you're not being an advocate for yourself. Whatever your true morals, beliefs, and opinions are, and it's carried out through your business, let that be known and stand on that shit and don't be afraid of it, because that's what's gonna set you apart from the rest, to be honest. Like my business, I'm not open on Mondays, so I do not accept phone calls on Mondays about anything at all, unless you are literally you can't. It was to set up for consultations, but I'd rather have consultations during the week. So you cannot hit me up on Monday. You cannot hit me up on Sunday. I typically won't even post on Sundays and stuff like that. And I wasn't posting on Mondays just to show proof that, hey, we close on Mondays. Why Mondays? I don't know. That's just the day I chose. Don't, stay out of my business. But that is your business tip. Okay. Moving on, we're almost out of time. We got birthdays. So, Spirits, you already know we are officially in Scorpio season. Happy birthday to all the Scorpios out there. And I heard Scorpios, if you're listening, I heard y'all was the next best thing to Leos. Now, I'm a Leo, so I heard. I heard y'all personality was, just about as fun as ours. Y'all sex was about as good as ours. Y'all work ethic. No, I actually haven't heard that. So, but is it true that y'all are the best thing after the Leo? So we're going a little over 20 minutes on this inauguration today, Spirits, but we are going into birthdays. So, in birthdays, we try to do celebrities. We try to do family, and then we try to do, friends if we have any. But I don't associate myself with the title friends, so that's not neither here nor there. All right, so we got celebrities' birthdays. We got Whoopi Goldberg. Ciara's birthday was on the 25th of October, just recently passed. We got Whoopi Goldberg, whose birthday is November 13th. And Nicki Minaj was a Scorpio, but come to find out she is not. All right. Oh, and then Tracee Ellis Ross. I wrote her name down, but it got erased. Tracee Ellis Ross' birthday is, was it yesterday? The 29th? Yep. And then Willow Smith's birthday is tomorrow on Halloween. So happy birthday, Willow. All right, so as far as family goes, I have a brother whose name is Rico. His birthday is in November. What day? I do not know. And then he has a daughter named Egypt whose birthday, who's also a Scorpio. I don't know her birthday either. I just don't know. And then I have a nephew named Yari. Happy birthday to all of them. Yari, Rico, and Egypt. I don't know Yari's birthday either, but he do like to pop up, so maybe he'll come over and tell me. Oh, and I have another nephew on my from my other brother, Larry, but I don't know his name. I don't know his birthday, and I never met him. But I saw it on Instagram that his mom posted. So thank you for his mama for posting that. Happy birthday to my nephew. It's real sad that I don't know their birthdays, and my niece as well, or my brother. But hey, life is short. And sometimes you don't bond with everybody in your family, because sometimes your family can be shitty. So. I got a sister, Selena, whose birthday, she's a Scorpio as well. Obviously, I do not fucking know her birthday. So, don't ask me. It's not my problem. It's their problem. They should tell me, I tell everybody what mine is, so. And I wasn't born when they was, so they're older than me, so it's not my problem. And then I had an old neighbor named Danielle, who's also a Scorpio, and an old neighbor named Lavelle, who is also a Scorpio. So happy birthday to those beautiful people and all the Scorpios around. I just want to do this, and then we're going to wrap this up and go into the quote. I'm no longer talking about my weak spirits. My bonus episodes will be covering that. It'll be talking about what I've been going through. And all that stuff. So I did lie saying that you're gonna hear from me every week. That is not true, and I do apologize for that. It was not my intention to lie. I honestly thought I was doing the math right, but I was not. So what I like to do is I like to give a bonus interview to break down each episode's topic. So right now we're talking about co-parenting. I was supposed to do kind of like a bonus episode. I'm going to be doing a bonus episode to end this topic, if that makes any sense. So we got Danielle, we got Dave B, and then we got Marley Bando. And then I will be doing a bonus episode to break down and talk about my co-parenting story. So does that make sense? It's to break down the topics to move on to transition us into the new topic. I hope that makes sense because it made sense to me. All right. Well, that is your inauguration, spirits. That is the end of the show. Oh, my God. It's not the end of the show. It's the end of the inauguration. Ooh. Okay. So let's get into this quote and let's get into this show. Lego. So. Don't count the days. Make the days count, by Muhammad Ali. Don't be nervous. So, spirits, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to my First Amendment podcast with your host, Miss Kiki Kamau. And we are here again with the beautiful Danielle Harrison, but we're not talking about business this time, spirits. We are in season 5 and we're breaking generational curses by talking about parenting. And in this particular episode, we are talking about co-parenting. So Danielle reached out to me because she is struggling with co-parenting issues with her children's father. How many children do you have, by the way?
I have 4 children, 2 children by my ex.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on the show again.
No problem.
So we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about everything. But first, you know, obviously, let the spirits know who you are. And we can go ahead and just get into the conversation.
So my name is Danielle, or Nikki, whatever you like to call me. Most of you guys know me because I do makeup. I formulate skincare, hair care products. Mm-hmm. I live here in Tampa, Florida with my husband and my 2 beautiful children. And that's who I am.
Yes. So I'm going to just say this really quick because a lot of my spirits don't know, but some of them do. If you're new, you probably don't know. But I too struggle with co-parenting issues myself. So this story is very near and dear to my heart because when it comes to a mother's cry, it's not always heard. Sometimes it gets left on death's ears. So I just want to say on death's ears. Is it death or deaf? I don't know. But anyways, deaf. Okay. So I just have to say that honestly, like when it comes to being a mother, it's not always, you know, they're not always on our side. They're not always rooting for us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're comfortable with making sure the children are out of your home and put in another mm-hmm. home or a family home or father's home or whatever, or the system. Yep. So I love the fact that you were strong enough, brave enough, to step forward and say, not my children. And you are voicing your opinion and you set up all the necessary steps and social media, you know, subjects or outlets to be able to say, I have proof, you know, and I want my children full custody. So let's talk about it. Let's go from the beginning. 'Cause you said that you have 4 children and you have 2 of them right now that's in your house, right? And the other 2 are with their father from a right. previous relationship. Okay. So talk to me about like the split, because I know you said you were married and then you got divorced.
Yes.
Let's start from there because my thing is I got divorced in Tampa, Florida. So it was a little bit different. Yeah. What was that like when it came to being divorced and then knowing that you're going to split the children up?
Hey, so basically we were in the process of losing our apartment.
Mm-hmm.
At the time of us losing our apartment, I was sick because I was having pseudo seizures. I was on medication because of the pseudo seizures.
Recording in progress.
And because I wasn't able to find an apartment for us to live in, he decided to drop me and my children off at my mother's house while he went and stayed elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
The moment that I brought up the fact that I would have to file for state assistance, all of the sudden, all these things started popping up.
Mm. Now,
just to go back a little bit, my daughter, Gabrielle, I will say her name, Gabrielle.
Mm-hmm.
She was born with Chiari-Braille malformation. And for those that don't know, Chiari-Braille malformation basically affects the brain. It affects your speech. Basically, it's when the end of the brain, the spinal, is pushing down.
Mm.
And we didn't know that she had that condition,
right.
But she had been exhibiting symptoms where she was passing out a lot, or she would stop breathing in her sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We had to take her to the hospital. They put her on a heart monitor and things like that. It started progressing even more, and this was during our split, and I wound up having to take her to the hospital probably 3 or 4 times after we split.
Wow.
The ER basically told me they didn't know what was wrong with my daughter. The last time I took her, they finally decided to admit her. They had to run tests on her where they had to put her to sleep with propofol, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they found out that she had Chiari-Braille malformation type 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they found that out, basically all of the symptoms I was explaining to them aligned with her disease.
Wow.
The thing was, they wanted me to just take her home. Now, anybody that's a mother and they're seeing their child go through this, and then you hear your child has a whole disease and they're being put through, you know, speech therapy, swallow therapy, puree foods, all of that, wearing a heart monitor, you're not going to want to just take your child
home. No, because you're not a doctor. You're not a nurse. We don't know what we'd be doing for real. We're just parents.
Exactly. And the one thing that I was scared of was, I'm going to take her home and something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked for a second opinion. And unbeknownst to me, when I asked for the second opinion, they called my ex-husband at the, well, we weren't divorced at the time, but my ex-husband, they called him. And he basically told them that he had concerns with me taking my daughter to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And they transferred me to the second hospital. No one said anything to me about what was going to happen, what was going on, any of that.
Right.
And to find out, they wound up contacting CPS. So I went from a hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan, all the way to Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is about maybe 1.5 to 2 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
When I get there, I noticed that the nurses were acting a little different and things like that.
Yeah.
And probably our third day there, I remember, I think I went to get something to eat, something, and I came back in the room and my daughter wasn't there.
Mm.
It was two people standing there. And they told me that they were taking my daughter because there was a report of Munchausen's by proxy.
Mm.
I don't know if a lot of people even know about Munchausen's by proxy, but it's actually one of those diseases where a lot of doctors and a lot of scientists, they don't back it because Munchausen's by proxy, it doesn't make sense.
Mm.
Munchausen's by proxy basically means when you're taking your child to the ER excessively for attention.
Oh, okay.
So The problem was,
really quick, because I know CPS does get involved if they see like multiple times that your child's going to the doctor, hospital, because they're probably thinking, what are you doing to try to cover it up? Yeah.
Correct. But the problem was she had already had a heart monitor home. Mm. She had already had a diagnosis from the hospital. So there was no way that they could even remotely say that it was von Willebrand's by proxy. But because I fought so hard for a second opinion, that's exactly what they did. So I remember having to leave the hospital without my daughter. They gave me a Greyhound ticket to get home.
Wow.
They made me see a psychiatrist, a state psychiatrist that was hired by the courts. They made me do parenting classes. They made me do a lot of things. Now, the psychiatrist's finding was I did not have Munchausen's by proxy because in order for me to have Munchausen's by proxy, I would have had to make up a disease.
Right.
Problem was she had the disease and everything I reported matched.
Right.
So right after the doctor cleared me, they were supposed to just hand my daughters back to me. Mm-hmm. But what happened was CPS went to my ex-husband and let him know, well, they didn't find Munchausen's by proxy. And he took that time to go file for divorce. So it made it extremely hard for me to get them back.
Yeah.
That's how I got in this lovely situation.
Wow. Okay. So basically, while you was going through your divorce, this is your youngest daughter?
Yeah, this is my second oldest daughter.
Second oldest daughter, okay. And they were found that they have a disease or an infection or whatever the case may be. I hate saying disease, it just sounds horrible. But
it does.
But to alleviate that, so they have some type of infection or some type of serious illness with her. And you're trying to identify that and find that out. And then he took that information, those reports behind your back and was just like, let me take this to court and try to get custody of my children because she crazy. And you can see it right here. You can see proof that she's trying to. Okay. So I think it's funny that happened to you because that same thing happened to me. And this is not about me, but really quick, my child's father, I was brutally beaten by the Tampa Police Department in 2019. And and I reached out to him and said, hey, do you have a lawyer? And he was like, let me see the police report. He took the police report because it said resisting arrest, but it said without violence. And he took that and got a lawyer and was able to get a majority custody of my daughter still to this day. So I feel you on that. And Spirits, if you are listening, if there's anyone out there that's going through the same thing, please speak up. And don't be afraid to let us know your situation and how, you know, you handled it as well. So, yes. So now your ex-husband is living in Michigan.
Right.
So now he's filing for full custody or whatever for the two children that you have with him. And at the time, you're still in Michigan as well. And you're getting ready to move to Tampa.
So, what happened was when we divorced, we had joint custody. I was living down here in Tampa. He texted me one day and said that he wanted to send them down here to live for good. Because he couldn't handle taking care of them.
Yeah, honestly, I'm gonna just be honest. No man should be taking care of daughters. Period. No. Unless the mother is on drugs. That shit is really weird and very sus. If any man wants their daughters without the mother being passed away or on drugs, that shit is strange and red flags should be going up already.
Absolutely.
But so go ahead.
We had joint custody. Then he asked me if they could come live with me. But because he found out that I was dating my now current husband, he got spiteful. He started calling me and just going off on me, telling me he wasn't going to send them down. I wound up going up to Michigan for my daughters to get my daughters and everything. And what he did was he got upset with me because he wanted me to let him sleep with me. He wanted me to let him sleep in my hotel room. And because I denied him that, because he had already had some girl that he was messing around with.
Right.
He flat out put me out of his car. He stole my $600 camera.
Wow.
He tried to have me go on, basically pick up my camera from his grandmother's house, knowing that I couldn't be on her property because she basically said the next time I came on her property, she was going to call the police. So basically, you know, we were back and forth with the girls and things like that. And it wasn't until 2018, I want to say April, I found out that my daughters were having issues with their cousin where he was pulling down his pants and showing his genitals and he was asking them to suck his pee-pee for some candy and things like that. Now, when I heard that, the first call was to dad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And the only thing he would say to me is, it's none of your business and don't worry about it. He wound up calling my daughter and yelling at her and telling her she had no business telling me that whatever goes on in their house, it stays in their house. He basically quieted her voice. And so she kept telling him, well, dad, I'm trying to tell you that it's still happening. It's still happening. But he wasn't listening to her. So around June, she came when she was, it was for my son's birthday. She just wasn't herself.
Yeah.
I noticed she didn't want me to wash her up.
Yeah.
She would, because usually I would wash them up and get them ready for bed or for the day. But I noticed that time she did not want to be touched. And I let it go. But then she wound up opening up to my mom because they have a very strong relationship with my mother. And my mother made her come to my room and she said, you need to talk to her. She said to me, you need to talk to her. You need to listen to her. And my daughter told me, she said, well, mommy, she said there was a time, this is my daughter, Layla. She said, Gabrielle was taken in the bathroom by our cousin Juju and he pulled her pants down and he pulled his pants down and he was rubbing himself against her and he was fondling her and she was crying. And I said, well, where were the adults? She said, well, everybody was downstairs asleep. Well, where's your grandmother? Oh, she was at work. You guys had no one to watch you?
No.
And she said, yes. So when that happened, I got heated.
Yeah.
I contacted CPS of Tampa. They contacted Tampa Police Department. They came to our house and spoke with them. And they basically told me, you know, you have a right to withhold custody from him because this is something serious.
Okay.
Next thing I know, I was talking about it on Facebook and a few of my friends inboxed me and they said, hey, they said, is so-and-so his dad? Is Jules Sutton Juju's dad? I said, yeah. They said, well, you need to talk to this girl, Leah McDaney, because her son was actually bribed with candy to suck on his penis.
Wow.
And when I heard about that, I inboxed her. She confirmed it. And something in me just, you know, that motherly instinct.
Yeah.
When it's like, yes, something's wrong. I called my daughter into the kitchen. You know, I was washing dishes and I just started it off as a regular conversation. And I asked her, I said, well, baby, I said, is there anything else you need to tell mommy?
Yeah.
We just stopped. And I said to her, I said, you're not in trouble. I said, I just need to know, has anyone else touched you inappropriately? And she said, yes. And I said, well, who? She said, Uncle Jewel. And I said, what do you mean? mean? And she said, he touched me on my vagina. And I asked her, I said, well, you know, and I felt bad for doing this, especially as a survivor of being molested and things like that. I felt bad having to sit here and ask my daughter, are you sure?
Yeah.
Or do you know the difference? But I had to ask because I didn't want to press charges against somebody and it wasn't true.
Right.
I asked her, you know, do you know the difference between playing and on purpose? And she said, Mom, he wasn't playing because every time I would move away from him, he would move closer to me. And she said at one point she got off the couch and she was trying to get away from him and he followed her. The only thing that saved her from being from it going further was the fact her grandmother finally came in and she didn't know what was going on, but she finally came in and he stopped. And when I heard that, I contacted Tampa Police Department again. I had to take her to therapy at the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay. I had a talk with her father and I told him, I said, listen, I said, I'm going to press charges against your brother. I said, because this is not okay. He wasn't willing to press charges. He wanted to talk to my daughter because he thought I was just making it up to make him look bad. And I said to him, I don't have a reason to make you look bad, but the fact that this is happening to our daughter, it's not okay.
Right.
Absolutely.
So basically, the Tampa police had to hand it over to Ottawa County. Ottawa County CPS automatically said that my daughters would be staying with me, not to worry about it. But they have to have a police officer escort them to the house. And also do their own investigation. Now, this extremely racist cop, and I have recordings from him, he basically made it a point to tell me without even investigating. He told me, I'm not going to take them from him. I feel like I can scare him into not taking the kids back over to the grandmother's house. The moment that I realized, okay, so I guess he's just going to continue to let my daughters be put in bad position.
Right.
I filed papers in courts to keep them. At some point, my ex-husband decided to lie. He came down to try to pick them up. He went straight to the police station. He lied to the police officers and said that he came to my home and that I was refusing to open the door. And he had never stepped foot at my doorstep.
Wow.
Luckily, the police already knew about the situation. So when they came to me, they were like, well, it's nothing we can do, but we just want to see the girls and see what how they are and what they want to do.
Right.
Well, the girls made it very clear that they felt safe with me. They want to stay with me. So they pretty much sent him home packing. He went to the courts in Michigan. And at the time, I was about 6 months pregnant with my youngest daughter. And I had a complicated pregnancy with her because I had hyperemesis. And I kept having Braxton Hicks contractions that were really bad. And I actually wound up having her 6 weeks early.
Wow. So you were going through all of this while you were still pregnant.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yep. All the stress from it, I literally wound up going into labor when I was about seven and a half months.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah. So he went to Michigan. He told the courts that I just flat out wasn't handing them over to him. He didn't know why. None of that. Thankfully, I have a mother who sat on the NAACP board and the FIA board, and she knows her laws to an extent, and she showed up in court for me and had to give the judge my doctor's papers and explain to the judge, well, she's withholding custody because there's a criminal sexual conduct case going on kind of thing. And when she let them know that, Then they set a court date. I couldn't show up to the court date because my doctor didn't advise that I could travel that far.
Right, because you're pregnant.
Right. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, because it was, he was able to hire an attorney and it was my word against his, mm-hmm. they made a judgment against me. I had every intent on coming back, going back to Michigan to settle the matter. But again, I just had a baby.
Right.
They wound up putting a felony warrant out for my arrest for parental kidnapping.
Whoa.
I had the FBI show up to my door as I was breastfeeding my daughter. Both of my daughters were in school already. Mm-hmm. I had put them in school and everything.
Yeah.
And when the FBI showed up and I showed them, they didn't know why they were even there. They just said that, well, we got a tip that, you know, you kidnapped your kids and da 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 da. And I'm like, that's insane because their dad talks to them every day. Mm-hmm. I made sure every single day they called their father. Mm-hmm. But I just wasn't okay with sending them back to him when I knew what he was going to do.
Right.
So basically, they did not arrest me. They were supposed, they were given the order to, but they didn't arrest me because mm-hmm. they understood why I did what I did. Mm-hmm. And they told me that I just needed to go to the courts, you know, file papers in courts or whatever. My daughters wound up getting back to Michigan. My ex-husband took them right back to the environment where their uncle was.
Right.
As told the police that they would. I don't know how many police reports I made, but they did not take me seriously. In fact, from the police reports that I read, they said that I was just acting like a bitter baby mama kind of thing.
Wow. Wow.
And this is a whole racist town.
Yeah.
that's the sad part is it's a racist town.
Yeah.
So for me being a black mother, and when you have this person who is definitely not black, mm-hmm. and they're telling the police,
what's your ex-husband's race? He's white?
He's white and Hispanic.
Wow. Okay. So of course they're going to choose his side. I know for my personal experience, courts do not want black mothers raising children.
No.
Yeah.
That's how the whole CPS system was built.
Mm-hmm. To take the black mothers' rights away
from black women. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just pretty much listened to him, what he had to say. And ever since then, I've just been going through hell. I had a warrant. I had a felony warrant over my head for, 2018, 19, 20, for 4 years.
Wow.
I couldn't get a job. I had to make sure I followed the law to the T.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Because I had a felony warrant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to wait so I could get money to get a lawyer because, truth be told, he had a family that was willing to shove out money mm-hmm. like it was nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't have that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much how that happened.
Okay. And that could be very frustrating. And I just want to say thank you so much for sharing that really quick. We're going to get into some more questions, but we're running out of time. So we're going to have to start it and stop it again or stop it and start it again. But I just want to say this. A lot of people are going to be so quick, Danielle, to say, oh, that's what you get for being with a man that's not black. But let me just say this really quick for people who are listening and watching. Black men do this shit too. Mm-hmm. Men, it don't matter what race you are. People are going to do it. You understand what I'm saying? So I just want you to know, first and foremost, that it has nothing to do with his race. People are just nasty in general. And when it comes to, I'm saying, like, it has nothing to do with him being the way he, like, if he was black, he would probably still be doing the same thing is what I'm saying. So don't feel bad about his race is what I'm saying. If anybody try to make you feel bad, don't let that get to you. But understand that
because of his race, he is going to have more power when it comes to this situation, because people are so much more inclined to listen to a lighter skinned person than anybody. So it's very weird. It seems like they just always tell the truth for some reason, because they're fair skinned. But I hear you, and we're going to go ahead and cut it, and we're going to come back to this because I have some more questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me stop these. We are officially back. That was a nice little break.
Yeah.
I was about to get heated, so I'm glad we took a little break, because it's really, like, your story is, it affects all of us, is what I'm saying, so.
Yeah.
So, yes, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I said, no, I understand.
Yeah.
I get it.
So we are back with Miss Danielle Harrison Spirits, and we are talking about co-parenting, a mother's cry. So this, we started off with, you know, the reason why the split. So from what we know so far, you know, your ex-husband is living in Michigan, you're living in Tampa. You got your daughter shared some information with you about being touched or being, you know, just any type of sexual assault. And as a mother, you know, being concerned, which you should be, you know, you reached out to the people that you thought could help you, CPS, family and such things like that. And at this point in time, the children are not physically seeing the father, but they're able to call him because you're making sure that they're communicating and corresponding with this, with the father.
What, actually, because of the warrant that he put out for my arrest, they're with their father right now.
Okay, so, but the last conversation we were having, they weren't with him at the time. But you were making sure they were seeing him, right? I mean, like, calling him and stuff like that.
Right.
So just recently, he put out a warrant for your arrest. FBI came. They didn't take you because of the sexual assault and you having proof of that. So how did they get back to Michigan?
Because since CPS was already involved, the cops couldn't do anything about CPS.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they didn't arrest me, they had to return them back to their dad.
Okay. And how long ago was this?
That was back in 2018.
What? So you haven't been with your two babies that are in Michigan since 2018?
I have been up there to visit them.
Mm-hmm.
I literally pay for my daughter's phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for their birthday parties. I do all of that. And the crazy thing is, in his court documents, he basically has stated that I don't do anything for them.
Right.
And
we know that's not true. And you have proof of all of that. Like, you have proof of sending money, the phone bills, all that stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. My daughter's phone is tied to my phone line.
Mm-hmm.
So through Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
So he's aware of that, but he still has went to court and lied and told them, oh, she doesn't do anything for them. She doesn't pay for anything. And his problem is, and this is something that I noticed when they were down here with me, because I'm the parent that I want my kids to have everything I did not have.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted them to have a room where they were comfortable. So I put like easel boards in there, little sleeping tents, just nice little things.
Yeah.
And I recall one conversation we had where I had showed him how I decorated their room. And instead of him saying, like, yeah, that looks nice, he's like, well, why can't you send me money to decorate their room?
What? Well,
And I said to him, well, when we got a divorce, you're the one that set the rule that you're not taking care of them when they're with me, and I don't have to take care of them when they're with you. So why would I send you money to take care of their room when that's something that you could already do?
And you don't have to. And let me just say this. We both laid down and we both had these children. So you're not 100% responsible for financially, and he's not 100% responsible. It's completely normal, because it was normal for you to have an egg and for him to have sperm. So it's also completely normal for two people to split the cost on these children. You had to split the cost on making them, so you're gonna split the cost on taking care of them. And that's how that shit work. And anybody that say different is weird, unless they are married and the woman does not work or the man does not work and somebody is taking care of the household fully and completely. But that ain't the situation right now.
No, that's not the situation.
So he's lying and saying that you don't do anything for the children, but you clearly have proof. Now, you and I talked, and I told you to get an Instagram personal page. That actually is proof for the courts. No matter what court mediation you go to, if you show them social media documents saying this is the time, this is the day, this is the picture, they actually will grab your phone and look at it and see and utilize that as proof in court.
I really didn't know that.
Yes. So now you know, because it worked for me, it's going to work for you too. So any spirits that's going through this, definitely get a personal social media page, whether it's Facebook. I say Instagram because, you know what I'm saying, you just add pictures, videos, whatever. Facebook kind of can get a little weird. But I would say definitely get a personal page, family page, and show proof, and strictly for the courts, and show proof. Make sure you put the date that you posted it, the date that it happened, and what was going on in that picture and video at that particular time.
Yeah.
So we got you set up doing that, and you're putting out proof. I hate that you haven't physically seen your baby since 2018.
Actually, I got to see them back in March.
Okay.
And, girl, that's a whole nother thing. So I got to see them back in March. Mm-hmm. What happened was, first of all, since we've been divorced, he's had multiple girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't want to live at his grandmother's house because he wasn't having help,
mm-hmm.
he's gotten girlfriends and had them move in with him and have them around my daughters, and then my daughters are getting attached to them. They break up, then he brings another woman into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I was concerned about with the courts. And if I recall correctly, that's actually something that you're not supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
that you're not supposed to move someone into your house unless you're serious about them, mm-hmm. unless you guys have a plan on actually, you know, getting married and mm-hmm. things like that. But oddly enough, even though the courts know that he's had multiple women moving in and out of the house,
mm-hmm.
they don't really care.
That's sad.
What if it was me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because, you know, you have men and their daughters and their girls
exactly.
coming in and out.
Exactly.
So go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, they've known my husband since 2016,
2015. Wow. So what are the courts doing with the allegations of Uncle Jewel? Is it Uncle Jewel? Julian? Yep. Okay, the uncle touching them or molesting them. What are the courts doing about that? What's the update on that?
Good child. Okay, so back in 2018, I am the one that had to press charges against the uncle because their father did not.
Mm-hmm.
They sat on a warrant for his arrest for 4 months.
Mm.
But they had all the energy to go across the states to find me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, after the FBI showed up and all that happened, once my daughters were back in Michigan, the warrant was supposed to be dropped, by the way, because the state of Michigan, the FBI called the state of Michigan and asked them to drop the warrant. They said that was the only way that they would return the children, so they dropped the warrant.
Okay, so they dropped the warrant on you. Correct. Okay, so that way the children can go back to Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so they went back to their dad's house. They did not follow through with the warrant for the uncle until probably a month after they returned. And the crazy thing is, the uncle stays in the same town.
Wow.
Blocks away from the police station. So it's not like they couldn't have gotten him prior
right.
to trying to take the girls from me. They just chose not to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he took a polygraph test. He did not pass a polygraph test.
What?
No, he did not.
Wow.
His mother paid for an attorney. And this is really about to blow your mind. The attorney that his mother paid for was the same attorney that was actually giving me advice on what I needed to do with my daughters. Mm. Actually, I went to school with him.
Wow.
And he was supposed to help me, but because I couldn't pay his $2,500 retainer fee, he went with the uncle. So he had knowledge of the case.
That's crazy. Yeah, so he was using the information that you gave him against you on the new for his new client.
And technically it was illegal.
That is illegal.
That's illegal. So what happened was after they had dropped the warrant, my mom had called around to victims advocacy groups and was asking them for help to help me with my case. Well, they called up to the Ottawa County Police Station in Michigan. Y'all do what y'all want with that information. And what happened was the detective that was on the case, I think his name is David DeWitt. What he did was call me and ask me, well, did you go out and ask some victims advocacy groups to call our police station on your behalf? I said, no, because that's the truth. I did it. My mother did. So what he did, he said, well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to reissue a warrant for your arrest.
What?
And if you put back in Michigan, you will go to jail. And he just pretty much threatened me.
Wow.
And on top of it, he admitted that he lied to me about not having Lathan take my children back to the grandmother's house. He said he said it just to appease me. So he took them, my ex just, you know, kept taking them back over there and stuff, and they did absolutely nothing about it.
Wow.
So the uncle, when it came around to like court dates, nobody ever contacted me about court dates. Nobody ever contacted me to ask my opinion about anything. What happened was Officer DeWitt went to their father and asked him if he felt that if he would be okay with him reissuing a warrant for my arrest. He said yes, because he said, I feel like she needs to pay for what she did.
Wow.
Now, here's the flip side. When the DA came to him and asked him if he wanted, if he was okay with them giving his brother a plea bargain instead of being charged with sexual assault against a minor, they said that there was a deal on the table for assault against a minor. His father let that happen.
Wow.
He never showed up for court for my daughters. My parents did.
Mm.
He never showed up for court. And by the time I found out about the deal, I called the DA's office and I asked them, I said, so why was he given a plea deal? I'm the one that called the police. I'm the one that pressed charges against him, not their dad.
Right.
Me.
And they need, and it needs to come through you first. Like, they need to ask you, what do you feel comfortable with?
Correct. And the DA made the excuse that, well, we tried to get a hold of you. We subpoenaed you. But we gave a subpoena to the detective, the same detective that didn't give zero F's about my daughter or me. He said, we gave him the subpoena or whatever. So he actually wound up giving me the guy's direct number, and I call him. And he flat out told me, he said, well, I didn't feel that it was necessary to subpoena you because we put a warrant out for your arrest. Your ex-husband asked us to reissue one for your arrest. And I told him, I don't care if there was a warrant reissued for my arrest or if I was going to be dragged to prison. As long as I was able to be there to testify for my daughter, I would have came.
Right.
Because that's my daughter.
Right.
I will do anything for my daughter. And if me being caught, you know, in the crosshairs of the FBI doesn't prove to anybody that I'm willing to fight for my daughter, I don't know what will.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of the sheriff's office, the sheriff's office coming after me, mm-hmm. as long as I'm able to testify for my daughter.
Yeah.
My ex-husband took them on vacation out of the state.
What?
During the court case. Yes. He took them to Wisconsin.
During the court case. Isn't that like fleeting? Like, isn't that kind of like part of fleeting? Like freaking, I don't know. Like, you know how like if somebody was to rob a bank and then instead of staying there, they just run away. Isn't that like a charge too for disappearing when you're supposed to be?
Nope. Mm.
Okay. Well, it should be. I feel like if you on a witness stand or on a stand for any type of situation that you need to be able to show up. It's just like
Absolutely.
Anything. Like if you say you got a back pain from a car accident and you don't show up to the doctor's office, you're showing proof right there that shit is not legit. And you know what I'm saying? They can throw it out. They can throw out the back pain or the case or the case in your case, they can throw it out.
He actually wound up because I had to write a victim's impact statement for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
The judge, because he wasn't going to get any time, his brother wasn't going to get any time. They gave him a little time and they put a stipulation that he had to stay away from my daughter for a year,
mm-hmm.
which did not happen. But he wound up calling my mother, and I have the recording. He literally called me a coward for writing the victim's impact statement, and he said, your daughter is the reason why my brother got locked up.
Wow.
And I'm like, so just forget the fact that your daughter was molested by your brother. Forget all of that. You're upset at the fact that I was a mother and I have the motherly instinct to protect our daughter.
Yeah.
But
that's insane.
That's your brother.
Mm-hmm. That's insane. And you know, that sounds crazy because a lot of men will do that. They will link up with, you know, their bro before, you know, their own children.
The problem is it's a family history.
Mm-hmm.
When he, for instance, their father was molested by his uncle, right? His mother didn't do anything about it. They told him that he was mistaken, that his uncle would never do anything like that. And what they did is they continued to send him over there.
Wow.
Then the uncle took it a step further. And when his cousins would come over, he would have them take a shower together so he could watch. And this is a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Have them take a shower together so they could watch. Now, even after his mother found out about his uncle molesting him, she moved him into her house.
Mm.
She was a truck driver at the time, by the way, so that meant she had to stay away from the house mm-hmm. for periods of time.
Yeah.
And she moved her son's molester into the house.
That's some and sick
now,
shit.
Mm-hmm. And now, him and his uncle are best friends.
Yeah, that's a big old shit show. He needs therapy. And
it's Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, it is Stockholm syndrome. He needs therapy. The whole family needs help. So what's next for us? Like, what do we do after this? Like, I'm going to ask you another question, but what is our next step when it comes to getting the babies back or just being heard in general?
The reason why I wanted to do this is one, because I've been so afraid of talking about it because you have that stigma against mothers that if the mother doesn't have the children, then something's wrong.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I never talked about it because it's like, oh, I have to keep this a secret because if people find out, like, I don't have my oldest daughters, then it's like, yo, you got two other kids, but you ain't got your
oldest. It's low-key embarrassing. It's low-key embarrassing. Like, I get it. As a mother, it is, because I house my oldest 13-year-old, and people always wonder, where is my 6-year-old? It's like, she's with her weird-ass dad. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, it's me wanting to be able to break that stigma that it's something wrong with the mother, mm-hmm. and let people know, no, it's something wrong with this damn justice mm-hmm. system.
Yeah, it's the justice system.
Something wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And it's also me needing to put my story out there, because if I don't fight for my daughters, then who will?
Right.
I've spent the past few years depressed, going through taking Klonopin, Lexapro, all these different antidepressants, using medical marijuana, all this different stuff to numb my pain.
Yeah.
And now that I made the choice to get myself healthy by getting off of all that medication,
mm-hmm.
the raw emotions are appearing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I can do is talk about it, because I want my daughters to be able to look back and say, my mom fought for me.
Yeah.
Mom cared about me. If nobody else cared, my mother cared.
Yes.
So that's the whole point of me wanting to do this.
Yeah. So what I know, and thank you again for sharing that, Danielle. So what I know for you is that you currently need a lawyer to basically fight this good fight. Yeah. You're all the way in Florida. He's all the way in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So you need legal support, and you need just support all around. So, Spirits, if you are hearing this story and this registers with you or connects with you in some type of way, and you're looking to help Danielle in her situation when it comes to receiving help, she has a GoFundMe page titled Fee for a Lawyer. And we're going to put the link in the description as well. So definitely check that out, and definitely help a sister out if you can, or just help children out if you can. Yes. So talk to me about what your next steps are going to be after this. You know, after we got the GoFundMe, we got the Instagram personal page to show proof, you know, we got the podcast, and we're going to put it out everywhere. What is your next step as a mother? Like, what are some things? And I know you've been contacting your daughters. You showed me the video of them crying, wanting to see you. What, yeah. you know, and being that you have children in Tampa that you have to be there for, a husband in Tampa that you have to be here for, what is your next steps? Because have you thought about moving? Like, what are some things that you feel like you can do?
So talking to my daughters, they don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be down here. So my biggest thing is trying to work towards getting my credit straight, getting mm-hmm. everything together, and having a home that they can come to.
Mm-hmm.
And also fighting for them.
Yeah.
Just being able to get an attorney so that I can fight for them, because I can't fight for them alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know laws, and with me having the emotional ties to the situation,
mm-hmm.
I need a lawyer that's going to be there and be able to help me,
yeah.
you know, understand, you know, the rules of the courtroom, and to help me keep myself together,
yeah.
so that I'm not just, you know, going yeah. off, because any mother would want to go off.
Absolutely. You know, you're going to need representation. Like, you're going to need representation to help alleviate your emotions from, you know, being
yes.
exalted, you know, as high as possible. And I understand that. You've reached out to legal aid here in Tampa, and legal aid denied your request. They weren't able to help you.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I wanted to make sure that my spirits knew as well. Like, you know, if they're hearing this, you know, because people are going to say, why didn't she go to legal aid? You know, you can't always go to legal aid. They even denied me, you know, and I'm a veteran. They denied me. So I get it. You know, honestly, yeah. like what you're going through is a tragedy. Definitely, like, you know, you deserve better than this. Your children deserve better than this. And it breaks my heart just hearing the fact that you're struggling to receive help and to just be heard in general. It sucks that you have to break through those barriers to be heard before you can even be seen. So I hear you. And I just want to let you know that it's going to get resolved eventually. Like, it will be on your side for sure.
I know.
Yes. So, is there any final things? I know you said the reason why you did this. What are some things that people can do, or anyone that's hearing this or watching this can do to support you?
I would love if people could spread this story. I would definitely love if there's someone out there that is a part of the legal system that could help. That would be great. Donations are more than welcome. Because that's something that I desperately need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that people can do for me.
Absolutely. And I think they will. I think if Oprah Winfrey and The Rock Johnson can, you know, try to make people raise money for Hawaii, I'm pretty sure people can reach out to you and help you with your children for sure. So I feel for you, and I'm going to make sure that you are heard across all my platforms. Is there anything else, Danielle, that I forgot to mention or that you want to say?
I just wanted to tell people about my Instagram page so that they can find me.
Okay.
So my Instagram name is Truth Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I am making posts, just posting the proof that I have and things like that, so that people can see, you know, this is real. Mm-hmm. This isn't something that she's just making up. Like, no, this is actually real.
Right.
So I would love for anybody that would love to find me on Instagram, and you're more than welcome to follow me, and you're more than welcome to go through all of the court papers I have on the court papers I will be posting, the videos, all of that.
Yes. Okay. But also give them your other Instagram page where the link will be as well, because I don't want this. Even though, you know, you're doing this and you're being vulnerable and you're putting it out there, there can be some trolls and some vultures out there that utilize that as a way to, you know, hey, look what she's doing type of thing. So I really want the Truth Fighter Instagram to be personal, but I want you to have a link of your GoFundMe page in your other Instagram as well. But I want you to be able to accept friend requests from friends and families and people who reach out to you. Spirits, if you are listening to this story and you're watching, don't just try to follow her on Truth Fighter. Definitely follow her on her other business page or her other pages as well, and then DM her and let her know how you heard of her story, whatever the case may be, if you can help. Don't just be a vulture. So let them know your other Instagram page as well. No, for real, because people can't be trusted. So.
So my other Instagram page is Miss Nikki 481. That's MizNikki 481.
Yes. And she's going to be putting the GoFundMe page link in there as well. So if I were you and you're hearing this story and it resonates with you and it touches your heart and it pulls on your heartstrings, reach out to her on Nikki 481 and Ms. Nikki 481. And then that way you can be like, hey, I heard your story, or whatever the case may be, and I'm here to help. Only people who are here to help, okay? Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Ms. Nikki, Ms. Danielle, I'm so happy, and I thank you so much for reaching out to me and letting me know about your story and allowing me to share it as well.
No problem. I appreciate you for giving me the platform to speak on it.
Always. Girl, I got your back. We sister havens for life. Oh, life. So the time is out. Is there anything else that you want to say, or you're good here?
I'm good.
All right. So I'm glad that you were able to get that off your chest, honestly. And I'm glad that millions of people around the world is going to be hearing this, and hopefully they'll be reaching out and helping you spread your word.
All right.
Thank you, Miss Nikki, and fly high, spirits. We'll see you in the outro. Well, that is all, folks. That is all she wrote.
And that concludes the show. I hope you liked it. I hope you learned something, and I hope you were inspired to change for the better. And if so, and if you want to let us know, please feel free to comment. Don't forget to like and hit that subscribe button, and also hit that bell, ring your notification so you can keep up with me and answer the latest questions. So you already know we have an outro question for the day, and my outro question is, do you believe that the judicial system is racist? Do you believe that the judicial system is racist, spirits? Let us know in the comments, as well as you can hit us up on social media. Handles will be coming at you soon. Now, upcoming events. I know that we are in October, but we only have two more days left. Moving into November, we have Poet versus Poet, curated by Rapunzel the Poet. We're going to be talking about more about that on a later episode, so give you more details and information regarding that. We definitely got to have Rapunzel on the show for sure. We got to interview her, get to know her a little bit better. All right, artist spotlights. I am super duper excited to release this artist spotlight today because I think she is such a dope spirit and such a flamboyant. No, I can't even say flamboyant because flamboyant is like for gay people, I think. But just such a vibrant personality. How about that? So, spirits, let's give it up. Shine the spotlight on Badunka B. She is an amazing rapper, singer slash songwriter here in Tampa, Florida. And she has this, she has an album, first of all. Let me give out her album, which is called F-A and F-O, Fuck Around and Find Out, which I think is so dope on all streaming platforms. But her song that I have to point out the most is Outside. I love this woman because she has daughters and she reminds me of me. And I believe that she's a Scorpio too, if you know, if I'm not mistaken. But I think she is, because I was like, that explains the personality or whatever, but I can't remember. I could be lying, to be honest, too. But I just love her personality. I was watching her with her children and stuff like that. She is so dope. And I was wondering where she got all that energy and, you know, and vibrantness from. But she's surrounded by children and love. And I just love that for her. And I think she's going to go far. So check out her song Outside. Check out her album F-A and F-O, Fuck Around and Find Out. So you can fuck around and find out the newest and dopest artist. She actually is going to be performing in an upcoming first annual Halloween podcast party with a podcast titled Best of Both Worlds. This podcast, Best of Both Worlds by DJ Young Young and Zoe Baby, is located here in Tampa, Florida. Now, I've never seen it on Spotify, iHeart, Podcast, Apple, or anything like that. I tried to find it. I can't find it, spirit. So if you try to stream it, I'm not throwing shots or shade in no type of way. I'm just saying I can't find a fucking podcast. So if you can, spirits, that's great. You'll be able to check her out. But they do go live too. But again, I think it's just on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you are interested in Badunka B, you can definitely check out a live on-the-spot interview with Miss Kiki Kamau. Miss Kiki Kamau, which is who I am, with my company Kamau Empire on Instagram as well as YouTube. On YouTube, you can check out her performance attached to it. So I would say go to YouTube first, spirits, and that is Kamau Empire, C-N-P-R. But you can also check that's her interview out without the performance on Instagram at Kamau Empire CPR. Let us know what do you think about that Instagram. I mean, I'm sorry, that interview. All right. And then we are wrapping it up here. So let me give you handles for me. If you are looking for me as an artist, you can check me out on Facebook at That Girl in Orange. That is T-H-A-T G-I-R-L-N-O-R-A-N-G. Instagram, Miss Kiki Kamau, that's M-Z-K-I-K-I-K-A-M-A-U, at That Girl in Orange. And then on YouTube, Miss Kiki Kamau. Speaking of YouTube, this particular episode, part one and part two, will be coming out on my artist page, Miss Kiki Kamau. And I'll tell you why in my bonus episodes, because I don't feel like doing all that right now. You can find me on my business page as well at Facebook, or Kia Kamau, which is O-R-K-I-Y-A-K-A-M-A-U.
On Instagram, you can find us at Kamau Empire CPR, and on YouTube, you can find us at Kamau Empire CNPR. Website coming soon. I know I've been saying that for a while, and I know I've been saying a few more other YouTube videos have been coming out for a while, but I'll be informing you of that on my bonus episodes. Don't think I forgot, spirits. Like, how could I forget about what I'm saying and what I'm doing? Like, honestly, like, it's got to get out. So I know I got to get out. You know I got to get out. Don't play with me. Handles for our guests. Miss Nikki, Miss Danielle Harrison. You can find her on Facebook at Danielle Harrison. And then you can also find her on IG at Miss Nikki 481. That's MizNikki 481. You can also find these interviews, like I said, on Miss Key Kamau business page. But check out her interview on her business as well, True Beauty, at Kamau Empire CNPR on YouTube, because she is also a business owner as well. All right. Next episode is November 13th, spirits. We are still talking about parenting, but we're talking co-parenting from one man's perspective. Guest Dave B813 is in the house. And keep in mind, these interviews are previously recorded. Well, it was fun, but I gotta run. Thank you so much for your mind. And until next time, I look forward to speaking to you. I look forward to empathizing with you. And I look forward to hearing from you. Till next time, fly high, spirits. I am the match for you. I get the crowd lit after you. Yeah, that is what masters do. They say she a poet, now a rapper too. Ooh, ooh, how she so confident. Try to take down her confidence. Say her poetry nonsense. Using explicit, she is not God sent. But I'm still here. And I think I made that very clear. Okay.
I'm still here, I'm still here, I'm still here, I'm still here. Hey! I'm still here. Here. MB and Rocco, we right here, we right here. I ain't playing. Ooh, ooh, I ain't playing.